This is KBIA, and you're listening to Thinking Out Loud. My name is Trevor Harris. On this week's show, we'll hear from KBIA News Director Ryan Famuliner about our station's upcoming and dedicated reporting on the Missouri River. First up this week on Thinking Out Loud, we'll hear about a grant that was recently awarded from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to a Columbia-based group to do capacity building around environmental education along the Missouri River. We'll hear from Missouri River Relief Education Coordinator Kristen Schulte, as well as the program manager, Steve Schnarr. That's up first on this week's Thinking Out Loud on KBIA.
We received a grant from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, an environmental education grant. And it's actually kind of a broad look at environmental education, with the focus being changing people's attitudes and changing the way that they interact with their environment and the way that they see their role in the environment. And this grant really has three parts. The first part is to really develop a network of people and organizations and teachers that are connecting people to the Missouri River. And that's called the Missouri River Action Team Network. The next component of the grant is to develop an educator's workshop to provide real tools and knowledge to teachers and educators so they can take this stuff about the Missouri River back to their community and really increase knowledge all up and down the river about how important the river is. And the third component is a Missouri River Academy, which is basically a week adventure program with high school and middle school students, really immersing them in the Missouri River, sort of the work that's being done on the river, the science, and also, why it's important to their lives. How they can bring their knowledge about the river back to their community and their families, and really enrich everyone's relationship to the river.
And you have 2 years to do this.
We do. It's a 2-year grant. So in reality, this is building tools that we can use in the future, and hopefully other people can use. So that's really our focus.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. The grant is a 2-year time frame, but talk to me about the 20-year plan or the 50-year plan and your grandest vision with the pieces that Missouri River Relief is putting into place in 2016 and 17 to create more opportunities for environmental education around the Missouri River. How do you see that being magnified a generation from now?
Well, hopefully, there's a lot of people interested in the Missouri River, and we just kind of think maybe not enough. We need to sort of build on that. So we're trying to find people, teachers, but also organizations, and even just individuals, along the river that want to take their passion for the river and build it up in their community. We're based in Columbia, Missouri. We work on the Missouri River from St. Louis to about Omaha, Nebraska, and that's a lot of river to cover. We can't really do it all. So we want to kind of take the network of people that we've been able to work with and try to grow that and nurture that, and also, provide tools for people to share their experiences, what works for them, and kind of leverage that out, So we have teachers and organizations all sort of sharing the knowledge that they gain.
So as you're talking about the kind of projects that you might like to see and how that could become magnified over time, I'm almost imagining like a stream team, a local river relief team, somebody who might want to get started with a upriver or downriver from here somewhere. But Missouri River Relief can't come out and clean the river up every year at your location, so maybe your group might be a good example.
Yeah, it's a real good example. I mean, we're a Missouri stream team, which is basically a network of people who care about their particular river or stream. So we're part of that network. And we kind of, over the years, we've just met so many great people that work with us up and down the river. And they're always kind of coming back like, when are you coming back? When are you coming back? And we sort of want to change the focus to like back on them and be like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And people, once they sort of get that empowerment, you know, and part of the Missouri River Action Team Network, which is, you know, the acronym is MORAT. So, you know, that's a little edgy. It's a little different. And that's a lot of the people we work with, you know, are river rats, people that they love the river first, and now they want to figure out how they can do something about it. So part of building this network is that they identify themselves. They come up with a name, and maybe they've already got an organization, or maybe they're like, oh, this is a chance, you know, I can do this. And then are empowered to come up with an event. Maybe it's a river cleanup in their community. Maybe it's a race. Maybe it's, you know, a little lesson about the mushrooms that grow on the river and then leading a hike to go collect mushrooms. You know, maybe it's an art project where students are learning about the Missouri River. They go out to the river. They get inspired. It's a pretty broad-based thing. And people can apply for the grants to, you know, support people working on the project or the supplies they need, anything like that. So we've only got $22,000 in this grant program to hand out to people, but those little pockets of seed money are what we hope, you know, start something that grows into the future.
So if an individual is hearing this and is interested in maybe applying for one of these grants through River Relief to launch a Friends of the Missouri River group,
yeah,
how would they find you?
Our website, riverrelief.org. That's where the information on applying for the grants is. And they can always contact us through the website to find out more information, to throw their ideas at us, see what they think, see what we think about it. And
that was Missouri River Relief Program Manager Steve Schnarr talking about a US EPA grant that his organization was awarded late last year to do environmental education capacity building along the Missouri River. Up next is Kristen Schulte. She's the education coordinator for Missouri River Relief. You're listening to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA.
I work as that education coordinator. So right now we have been working a lot to build sort of our foundation and developing an education philosophy and our core competencies and our program components. And our program components, meaning sort of the what we do, is all built around different audiences. So this year we'll be focusing on educators, teacher professional development for informal teachers and for formal teachers, like in a classroom. And then we'll be working with school programs also, school groups that are able to come out onto the river with us, partnered with a cleanup event, maybe in a community that we are in, and then also starting an after-school program within Columbia Public Schools called the Missouri River All-Stars, which I'm really excited about. And then the third part is the youth programs, and these are for youth outside of the school realm, so river excursions, doing trips with specific organizations that work with youth, and then also the Missouri River Academy, the summer program, which is part of the EPA Environmental Education Grant.
Why is it important for young people to get connected to the Missouri River? It's just a big ditch that we dump our treated wastewater in, right? What's important about protecting that?
So I think that's a great question. Connecting our youth to the Missouri River is really important, not only for our future, but also from a health standpoint. There's a lot of research out there saying that when youth spend time in nature, that they do better in school, that their grades go up, that their behavior at home increases in positive ways, and that they get involved in extracurricular things that maybe they wouldn't have considered before. So spending time in nature is important. One of the ways that we really like to look at connecting students through nature is through the power of observation.
I mean, kind of another aspect to really everything that we do, you know, we sort of have this like secret agenda to make the Missouri River cool.
That's Missouri River Relief Program Manager Steve Schnarr.
So, you know, we want the people that live along the river to just kind of wake up to the river as a destination, and not to mention an amazing, important resource. You know, we're hearing in the news all the time about how important water is and how scarce it is in some pretty important places. And we, You know, I mean, and the flooding a couple of weeks ago sort of highlights it in a dramatic way. You know, we have sometimes too much water. We've got a great resource here. Kind of everything that we do is trying to provide a way that people can just physically interact with the river and see it as something to treasure. You know, like when their friends come to visit from out of town, they take them down to the river. You know, that's the cool place to go. Get out in a canoe and go floating. You know, there's so many things that, you know, to go back to students, you know, there's so many things that students learn about in class that can be related to something like the river, you know, whether it's math, history, art, engineering, you know, all these things. It all touches on the river. So those are ways that we can awaken, you know, students not only in the classroom but hopefully outside of the classroom to what we got in our backyard.
And there are multiple ways that folks can connect with the river. You can obviously go down to it, and you can look at it. You can write about it. You can study it. You can float on the Missouri River. There's also the Katy.
That's crazy. You can't do that. It's
happened. I've seen people doing it.
Yes, you can.
I had a great float last year. So I'm working on being a completist. I'm floating the whole Missouri River in bits. So I've gone now from Miami, Missouri, to New Haven. And that stretch by Herman, from Herman to Washington, with those big white chalky bluffs.
Beautiful.
Tasty. Wonderful. And they're not easily accessible. But I noticed even if you're on the trail, you're shrouded by covered by trees. But on the river, it's like, wow, that's a monster white bluffs there. So I'm looking forward to phase the next is New Haven eastward. But it's getting harder to do in 1 or 2 days now because it's more of a drive each time to get to the put in place.
Well, hopefully you'll come on down. On April 16th, we're going to do a river cleanup in New Haven, which is our first time in that town. And it is such a cool river town. It's kind of exploding with energy right now with cool stuff going on, art and a new restaurant. And like you said, it's just a beautiful stretch of river. So we'll be doing a river cleanup on Saturday, April 16th. Chances are we'll have people from all over the state coming to help out as well as a ton of New Haven people.
That was Missouri River Relief Program Manager Steve Schnarr. If your local group wants to learn more about Missouri River cleanup events or apply for a grant, you can find information online at riverrelief.org. The organization's Missouri River grant submission deadline is March 25th. This is KBIA, and soon our radio station will add a Missouri River reporter to our stable of newsroom staff. Here's KBIA News Director Ryan Familner discussing the vision for KBIA's upcoming Missouri River reporting.
We were able to get a private donation to create a new reporting position at KBIA that's going to start later this year, hopefully this spring. It's going to be a Missouri River reporter. They're going to cover commerce and conservation issues along the Missouri River, specifically between Kansas City and St. Louis, although I imagine the stories will take this reporter outside the state occasionally as well. But the goal really is to make people care about the river in ways that they don't now. Because there are, with any beat reporting project you do, there's always the choir, right? There's always this group of people that already care about the issue. The best example to compare this to is Harvest Public Media, another reporting project we do here that's focused on agriculture news. Most of the other agriculture reporting that happens out in the world is very industry-based. It's all like corn prices are up this much today. But Harvest, what its mission as a reporting project is to make your average listener care about an agriculture story and why it's important to your everyday life. So I think it's kind of in that model, the way that we see this river position, is that we'll find these stories along the river, involving the river, that help you understand the impact the river has on daily life, both in towns along the river and across the state, and hopefully, you know, just increase the dialogue around that, because for many, it's kind of this antiquated asset. It's seen as an antiquated asset when it really was a foundational element of the state and our business and economy in the state, and literally where our towns are located in the state. There are still lots of reasons this is the Missouri River is very relevant to our daily life, and those are the kind of stories that we hope to tell with this project.
And I could see stories big and small, from talking about someone who fishes on a section of the Missouri River and what is a trot line and where does that term come from, all the way up to Gavin's Point Dam and the releasing of water that affects our Missouri River levels here.
Army Corps of Engineers, for sure. I think they're – and talking to a farmer about why – what they think about the Army Corps of Engineers, right? Like connecting these dots that I think sometimes in our reporting we get siloed talking about one thing or the other when really they're, everything is connected, right? So, yes, definitely big and small. I think there is an overt goal with almost all of our reporting to talk to people you don't usually hear. So we'll still have to talk to experts, of course, but we definitely want to get out and meet new people that are doing interesting work along the river. We have talked to Missouri River Relief because there are a lot of groups that already do this work and will be great guides, literally and figuratively, as we do this reporting to help find these stories and bring these stories to life.
That was KBIA News Director Ryan Familiner discussing our station's upcoming Missouri River reporting. Listen for stories about the Missouri River starting this spring on KBIA.